You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
The Nuggets are going to host Oklahoma City tonight at Ball Arena. And the Avalanche are playing tonight too, but they're on the road. They're out in LA to take on the Kings. That is a relatively late start for Denver fans. Puck will drop at 8 o'clock Colorado time. Speaking of sports, this was kind of interesting. I was reading about this yesterday too, about how two of the biggest advertisers each year for the Super Bowl have decided they're not going to participate in the traditional ads, which can run anywhere from $5 to $6 million per spot. And we're talking about Coke and Pepsi. Now, Pepsi's still going to host the halftime show. And, you know, that's one big ad in itself. But as far as the traditional commercials, you know, everyone's like, I can't wait to watch the Super Bowl commercials. Coke and Pepsi say, we're going to put our money into other advertising.
Really?
And I got to say, they're not down on advertising. They know that's their bread and butter. They just think that that outlet, the Super Bowl, that they don't get as much bang for the buck now because it's so many millions of dollars for one commercial that they're like, it's not worth it. A Coca-Cola rep said, we want to ensure we're investing in the right resources during these unprecedented times.
Yeah, the writing is kind of on the wall there. I think they're kind of banking on that not a lot of people are going to be tuning into the Super Bowl this year.
I don't think that's true. I think just as many people will watch. There'll still be 100 million
it's
people who watch the game.
Is it fun to watch football right now? I don't know.
I think what it is, Jeremy, I think the whole, you know, it's like anything else. Once something becomes popular, then it kind of gets overdone. Yeah. And I think that's the case with Super Bowl commercials. It became this thing, 20, 25 years ago that it became the thing. And now it's just kind of yawn.
Well, they don't even make you sit through the game to watch the commercials now because 2 weeks prior, they release them all on YouTube and you can watch every commercial before the game. So you're like, it's not exciting when you see it.
So, you know, Coke and Pepsi instead are going to put their advertisements onto like the Dom and Jeremy show and things like that.
All right.
So, much smarter move.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just tell it like it is. I don't commute to work anymore. Jeremy does. And I was reading an interesting story about how psychologists talk about how commutes are actually important for many people because they work as a transition time. You're transitioning from your spouse or your kids and getting your mind into work mode. And they say when you work from home, you don't have that transition. In 1 second, you're going from being mother, father, you know, husband, wife, partner, whatever you want, into, suddenly now I'm work mode. And they said people are missing out on that transition time. You know what I used to talk? I used to love my drive to work every morning because that 15 minutes gave me a chance to do a lot of deep thinking, clear my head.
Yes.
Most of the time it was about the show, but many times it was about other things. It was just a transitional time, and I got to do my gratefuls during my drive.
Sure.
Well, now the psychologists are saying, since a lot of people are missing out on that, they're doing fake commutes. So before they start work, they might get out of the house and go for a walk for an hour. Some people actually get in their car and drive around for 30 minutes or so.
We've heard people go that just go to the Starbucks and then come home. Just kind of in that routine. That's what they used to do every morning.
Yep.
I posted this on our Facebook earlier today, and a couple people commented. Danielle says, I totally go to the gym in my basement, she says. It's kind of a commute to the basement. I do my workout, and then I go upstairs. Heather said, this is funny. I totally do this. My fake commute is walking my dog in the morning. That's when I start planning what I need to do for each day. So, people are doing it, man. I get it.
And for people who might have thought, am I a little bit crazy because I love working from home, but I still feel the need to... No, you're not crazy. and the psychology behind it makes total sense to me. That transition time, I think, is important. So, anyway, check it out. Jeremy posted something about it on our Facebook page. Just search Dom and Jeremy on the FB. What else is trending?
Big day for popcorn lovers today. Who doesn't love some popcorn? I guess if you're trying to low carb it, I don't know. But it's National Popcorn Day today. New poll out this morning found that movie theater popcorn is our favorite type. And I know Dom misses the movie theater popcorn. Man. Crunch, crunch, sitting in the back there eating that whole tub before the movie even starts.
No, you know my rule.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You divvy it out, don't you? Or you don't touch it, or I don't know.
My rule is I cannot touch the popcorn until the actual movie starts. So no previews, the commercials beforehand. Mm-hmm. Once the actual movie starts, then I'll start eating the popcorn.
That is the nice thing about those movie theaters that have the reserved seats now. You can get your popcorn and wait just minutes before the movie starts, and your seat is there waiting, so you're not tempted. Mm-hmm. Then they went on to say a bunch of flavors. Everybody likes the butter and the salt. But listen to this. Some people are putting taco seasoning on their popcorn. Have you ever heard of that?
I've had it.
I've never had that.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds tasty.
I've had a variety of different seasonings as samplers.
Garlic powder, Parmesan, and then just straight up oregano. That actually sounds kind of good. So combine a couple of those, the garlic and the oregano.
I like
then
Italian
you just
popcorn.
Dump a jar of marinara on it and put on a Chef Boyardee hat and watch your movie. That's awesome.
I would dip popcorn into a little thing of hot marinara.
Hells yeah.
Okay.
I wonder if it would kind of just get all gross though. Here's your crap on celebrities if anybody cares. Ben Affleck broke up with his girlfriend. Here's the thing everybody's blaming it on. He's 48. She's 32. They're saying they're just in different points in their lives right now. And Ben Affleck is a bit of a mess, so maybe that contributed to it, just a little bit of it. The weird thing about this is he had some sort of giant cardboard cutout of Anna, whatever her name is, and it was like placed out in his front yard like he was getting rid of it. And it's her just like sitting on her stomach, you know, kind of leaning, I don't know, it's just a weird pose, but it was out on his lawn. So everyone's like, what is going on here? That's weird.
That's one of those when you first break up, you do a knee-jerk reaction of something like throw all their stuff out or tear this up or
throw their giant cardboard cutout out.
Right. And then a day later, you're like, maybe I shouldn't have done that.
What if we get back together? That's a creepy thing to have, don't you think? Like a life-size cutout?
Yes.
Kind of funny, though. That'd be a funny gift for somebody. According to a new survey out this morning, parents are getting shamed by their kids. 2 out of 5 parents say that they've been eco-shamed by their kids. Have you ever heard of eco-shamed, Dom? Does your stepdaughter do this to you?
Reverse, actually.
Oh.
I eco-shame her.
I could see that. It's basically like throwing things in the garbage that you could have recycled. Maybe you're leaving the water running.
Yep.
You're buying things in non-recyclable packaging. You leave the TV on when you leave the room. It's just a bunch of stuff that you're wasting energy, burning energy, filling
landfills.
Don't think
I haven't brought this up because she's about to turn 19. And my line is always, you're supposed to be the one who cares about all this stuff. That's
right.
I thought that was your generation. And I'm the one saying, shut that off, turn that off, do this, recycle that.
We're going to be talking about leaving kitchen cabinets open here in just a little bit after 7, you know, because it drives Nicole nuts because I do that. But the thing that she does is she leaves the TV on, like, all day just sitting there running. And I come home, I'm like, nobody's even watching this. Why is it on?
Yeah, you sound like me.
Another new survey out this morning asking people what foods and drinks instantly put them in a good mood and what food and drinks put them in a bad mood.
An old-fashioned.
Good mood, right? Until you have too many and then you're in a bad mood the next day. The top food that leaves people feeling unhappy. I don't know if I agree with this. A donut.
Is this one of those things where scientifically they talk about its effect that it has on your body chemistry?
Probably.
Because when you're eating it you
peaks,
feel great.
It peaks you right away. And then 20 minutes later, you're like, what am I doing to my colon? Donuts are on there, burgers, candy, pizza. Pizza's a good one. White bread and chips. Those are all bad mood foods. The good mood foods, coffee, yes. Dark chocolate, yes.
Yes.
Yogurt, no. Salmon, what? Oranges, apples, melons. All the healthy stuff is in the good mood. I don't know. I kind of want to flip-flop these. If somebody's sitting there with an orange or a pizza, I want the pizza. I'm going to be in a good mood.
Balance? I mean,
can I top my pizza with oranges? I don't know. I don't like this list at all. Let's jump into clickbait. I want to play you something.
Really?
Clickbait.
Go to our Facebook page. Search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. There's this dude who puts together these little songs. He's called the Device Orchestra. And what he does is he hacks electronics and hooks them up to like a computer. And he uses the sounds that all these various appliances and electronics use. And he makes a song out of it. And his latest one is where he hacked two toothbrushes, a typewriter, and a toaster, and he created the Imperial March from Star Wars. I'm gonna give you just a taste of it.
But before you play it, the I think the most adorable thing about his videos.
Oh yeah.
He does the whole explanation before he plays it.
Mm-hmm.
He like does a tutorial on how he captures all of these sounds.
Yes.
And that's pretty funny.
Well, and then the second fun thing about it is he puts little googly eyes on them and little arms, so they look like, you know, like Forky from Toy Story. I'm gonna give you just a taste of this because it's super annoying. You get the gist of it. It's going to be fun to listen to if you have a migraine
today. You said
today.
Toasters, toothbrushes, and a printer?
And a typewriter or something?
A typewriter.
I don't know. If you have a headache, don't watch that. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.